lived the king of all joy, called the father of play. His home was a castle overlooking the seas, atop the mountain Majesto on the island of ease. From his throne on the summit, the king could survey dominions both near him and those far away. There were regions of pastel amid puzzling pinks, and a psychedelic sector with some paisley precincts. Other realms of whimsy were wintry white, with monuments gleaming in the astral night. The island itself of space. The mountains kept company with radiant stars, boasting their brilliance like celestial tars. A laser-like show was a nightly prelude, pushing pathways through darkness till morning ensued.
Noten, we're not silent witnesses to the grandeur of stars. Their relationship was connected in Gerbilius like parallel bars.
The trees of the foothills, all piercing the sky, had flora so stunning it pleasured the eye. Fruit hung from the branches, every flavor and type. The bounty was plenty, the crop always ripe. The sounds of the system to hear as the venue made music delighting the ear. Raindrops formed rhythm with their egress patrol by the maestro of mood, keeping tempo control. The metals were compounds of colorful turf, with streams to silk beaches and the symphonic surf. There were luminescent breezes blowing so soft, escorting beasts in the billows, relaxing aloft. There was never a meeting or appointment missed, for concept of time didn't exist. Palettes of splendor came to rest on the loam, forming fashions of frolic she's called known. As you might have guessed, the king had many friends with whom he shared these beautiful lands. The kingdom had creatures every size and shape. Some hopped, some crawled, some paced like an ape. An assortment of classes took to the sky like birds. A few kept to themselves while others formed earth. There were slow-stirring loafers and quick-legged beasts, some fanciful fauna, to say the least. But honored were beings with legs only two, handpicked by the Joy King for a task to do. Most of the two-footers were clowns, goofs, and buffoons, with a high number silly and blitty lampoons. There were limbuntilism, towering so tall, and some short stubby stumpers with no legs at all. The numbskulls and nitwits who lived on Noid's Hill banged things together just for the thrill. There were also some loonies who played in the pool near the zoo of the Zannies in the land of the fools. In a sector secluded, settled doodlers and scribes. Except for the silent, they were the quietest tribes. There were tippy-toe twirlers in the lands of loot, who stylishly stumbled and staggered about. Hail the fidgets and tinkers who love to construe every nation that flickers, which made them unique and most used exclusive communication techniques. Some spoke a language making sounds so absurd, while others used signals, never speaking a word. A perfect example highlighting this fact was the muteness of minds who espoused the abstract. The kinship had customs and costumes they wore, dating back generations.